A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday, my friends. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, a reminder, you can check me out on Drive Time Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with the cricket, and Joe Root of England lost the decided test match against the Windies by 10 wickets. There's a surprise. Anyway, the whole series, of course, was live and exclusive over on TalkSport 2. Here's the winner moment, or losing moment, if you're an England fan.
Craig Brathwaite is the man who hit the winning runs, and now he shakes the hand of all the England players who are, of course, disconsolate. On the faces of 11 men in white is despair. On the faces of everybody else from the Caribbean is joy.
I don't like cricket.
On now to the much maligned England captain, Joe Root, speaking to TalkSport's Steve Hammy-Harmison.
As you've seen on this tour, there's a way forward for this team. They've shown a lot of promise, they've shown a lot of good stuff, and that we are making strides forward. I'm very passionate about that and about taking it on, and you know, that's not going to waver. I think I've made that quite clear.
And the inevitable questions about Broad and Anderson not being here, have you learned anything about them not being here, and we will see them in the summer?
Well, I think, as mentioned, we've learned a lot about the guys that are here. And you know,
what have you learned about the guys that are here?
Well, I think you look at the two guys that have come in, how exciting that they are as young fast bowlers, what they can offer to this team moving forward. You know, and you could argue about what could Jimmy and Brodie do in these conditions, but you could also say about the guys that have been injured that were on this trip as well. A guy like Mark Wood on this surface could have been a nightmare, similarly with like Savali Robinson, and that's not taken away from the guys that have played at all. But we've learned more about that bowling group and the depth within it, and guys have had to stand up and take different roles on. And you know, from that we've got more information and we know more about where we are as a team.
And finally for me, there's a lot of time between now and June the 2nd. There's a lot of positions to be filled, top end of ECB and structure and everything that goes in place. What would you like to see as England captain between now and then? And what's the message for England supporters between now and then that's going to, you know, encourage them and have the benefit of positivity of England going forward?
Well, I think the one thing that's from a positive note from this trip is the attitude of the group of players that we've got here, and how determined they are to try and turn things around for this test team. It's clear for me to see, I hope it's clear for everyone at home to see as well, that we are making strides forward. In terms of everything else, is completely out of my control. All I can say is we've got a very passionate group of players and coaching staff and support staff. They're desperate to see England win test matches again and in the very near future, and we'll throw everything we can, all of our energies, into making that happen sooner rather than later.
Carl Mayers with the knockout drop to Joe Root. He's got him twice in the match. It's a really poor shot from England's captain. Really poor.
I don't think he's going anywhere after standing looking into his eyes. I think he still believes that he's the right man for the job. It's just we keep picking players who make wrong decisions and bad decisions. There's a hurt man. There's a hurting man there. But I don't think there was a broken man. Okay. I really don't. And there's no doubt he'll come back and he'll score the runs that he does. But I don't know, to answer your question, Mark, no, I don't think I've seen a broken man. I've just seen a very, very disappointed man.
And here's the former England captain, Michael Atherton, weighing in.
A lot of speculation around Joe's position at the end of this game. And moving forward. I mean, I felt, you know, he should have gone at the end of the Ashes. I can't see that there's any justification for carrying on, but he was given full backing by Andrew Strauss, and I don't think he's going to give it away.
How on earth, in England, do we have one option as an England captain? How has that...
Exactly. Can the cupboard really be
you
that
can't
bare?
Tell me. You can't tell me Joe Root has been kept on by the ECB because he deserved it. He absolutely didn't. He's been kept on because they don't have an alternative option.
My opinion, he needs to do it himself now. I think for his own good. It's not affecting his game because he's still scoring runs, but I just think for his own mental sanity, it's time to get out there, unfortunately.
And to catch, see what I did there, the full reaction to England's defeat in the Windies, check out TalkSport's cricket podcast, simply called Following On. It's available where you got this one from. Anyway, on now to the football. And, of course, the TalkSport team are over in Qatar for the World Cup draw later on this week with Adrian Durham hosting today's Drive Time show from 4pm there. On Darren Bent's Boot Room, they discussed Harry Kane's incredible achievement in equaling Sir Bobby Charlton's goal-scoring tally of 49 international goals, with only Wayne Wazzaruni in front of him now.
Harry Kane, would you say world class?
Yeah.
Because you're going to get a lot of people, I'm telling you, I've got a couple texts already. Someone's put, I think Kane is average, a flat track bully. I think he's world class. What do you think, Crookie?
I can see the argument for both. I mean, I think he is just about the best number nine in the world, but there is a dearth of old style number nines. But if you look at the goals that he has scored for England, the majority of them tend to be against the lesser sides. It's a fantastic goals to game ratio. We looked at it before we came on air. But in the knockout stages of the World Cup and the Euros, when England maybe have needed a goal-scoring hero, I'm not sure that Harry Kane has always been there for them. Tottenham in major finals, he's not quite managed to perform either. So I can understand the argument, but I think his goal record does speak for itself. It's very hard to pick holes in that goal record. But I guess we'll only really find out if Harry Kane's world-class if he does get his move to Manchester City.
Yeah.
And if he does go on and challenge for Premier League titles and challenge for the Champions League, because he isn't going to do that at Tottenham. I don't think he will get that move to Manchester City now, and he might well end up seeing out his career at Spurs. And one element of a player being world class, whether you like it or not, is how many medals that you win. And Harry Kane isn't going to win many medals at his current club.
What a night he has had! San Marino 0, England 6, and Kane has 4 of them.
Josh, he's a Barnet fan. He says, I think Kane is average, flat track bully. Premier League title race, bottled it. Champions League final, bottled it. League Cup final, bottled it. World Cup semi final, bottled it. As I'm sure you can guess, the World Euros final, bottled it. Had every chance to prove himself in the biggest games imaginable and failed. Benzema, Mbappe, Lewandowski, far better. Rooney was always a far better player. Josh, the Barnet fan. What do you think, Daz?
Absolute disrespect that Harry Kane's just received on that one text alone is outrageous. Okay, he hasn't won many trophies. He's playing for Tottenham, let's be honest. I'm a Spurs fan. If he was at Manchester City, he'd have won untold amounts of trophies. He'd have won Premier League golden boots every season. If he was at Liverpool, I think Liverpool would potentially have won more trophies than they have done. Since 2014-15, 21 goals, 25, 29, 30, 17, 18, 23. This is only Prem, by the way, and 12 this season in what is probably, apart from the last 6 to 8 weeks, his worst season in a long time in terms of goal scoring. He's world class. I can't figure out how people can't see that. If you're playing for Spurs scoring these goals, imagine what he could do for a team like Manchester City. Even Manchester United have taken them to the next level.
What determines world class? If you heard that bang, something under the desk has just fallen on my foot and it really hurt.
Was it your wallet?
I don't know what it was, but it really hurts. And it's still on my foot. Look at this.
What is that?
A big bit of wood has just fallen on my foot. I tried to keep it together, but it really hurt.
And off the back of his performance for England, Tony Cascarino. Hold on, he played for Ireland. Wasn't he English? Yes, he was. But anyway, Cas thinks Palace's Conor Gallagher would be a great signing for Liverpool. Well, anyway, really, to be fair, he's an excellent player.
He's a very mature, good all-round footballer. I would almost say like a Brian Robson, an all-round midfielder up and down.
And then there's Conor Gallagher, who's a an outstanding attacking midfielder that always looks like he's going to get a goal or make an assist. I like him because I don't think there's too many of his type around. Liverpool, for me, if they had that as well on top, adding to their front three, a player of his ability to get goals. Whether he gets the chance at Chelsea, I don't know, because no one at Chelsea can do what he can do. Mm. But it's whether Thomas Tuchel wants to play that type of player in his system. I hope he does, give him a chance.
On now to Leicester City's former Premier League winner, Marky Mark Albrighton, on Darren Bent's Booty Boot Room.
Beautifully taken by Mark Albrighton, skipped inside James McLean, worked the ball onto his left foot, curled it beyond Joe Bursic.
Are you confident that Leicester can go all the way in the Europa Conference?
I'm more than confident. I am. We've got a great squad. Like I say, players coming back. Fofana's massive for us. He's such a talented player. He's got all the attributes for a centre-half, and he's great to have back. And even players like Yuri Tielemans, for me, one of the best midfielders, if not the best that I've played with. He's so talented. Just to have around the play, his professionalism, I think, rubs off on other players as well. And the young boys see him working and the things he's doing before training, after training. And I think that rubs off on them. And I'm more than confident we can go all the way. We've got a squad capable of definitely winning that with the European experience that's in it.
Jamie Vardy, 100 Premier League goals. It's another milestone moment for Leicester City's main man.
He could keep going. He could get back in the England squad. He could play as a number nine for Leicester for a good few years. Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He's struggled with injuries. In fairness to him, he's struggled with injuries, and the international camps have given him opportunities to get his body back to some kind of freshness for after them breaks. So, yeah, for the minute, from a selfish point of view, I'd rather he didn't go back to England, but I think he's fully capable of it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Time to check out Johnny Owen and friends. Oh, look at me, I've got friends. Well, they actually do. Anyway, here's their mate, a big West Ham fan, and the one and only, wasn't funny, Chesney Hawks, talking Declan Rice and why he's world class.
I think that he will move, actually, because, well, let's see what happens with the Europa League. Yes. I think if we don't progress in the next round, we might have a hard time keeping hold of him because, you know, he's a world-class player. He wants to be playing in the Champions League. He wants to be playing, you know, in these top competitions, and he deserves to be. Obviously, us West Ham fans, and we don't want to lose him. He's kind of our linchpin at the moment, and, yeah. You know, I think we'd really, really miss him.
Well, But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back, of course, on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. with the fun boy Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.